At 8:46, it's time now, I believe, to catch up with the Michigan West Coast Chamber. Good morning, WHDC.
Good morning, it's Cindy Pocock with West Coast Chamber.
And I thought you'd be calling. I wasn't certain, that's why I sort of didn't say anything earlier, but we're glad you're able to join us to talk a little bit about the Michigan West Coast Chamber. I'll be probably breaking bread with you guys next Tuesday morning for the early bird breakfast, but a lot of things going on with the Chamber. Congratulations, by the way, the Athena Award was announced yesterday.
Wasn't that cool? And a former board member, we're very, very excited, and she's an incredible woman and
give the name, please.
Leslie Brown.
And go ahead and tell us a little better.
Leslie is a woman who had a very successful career, then had children, and had started Battleflow with her husband and her father-in-law. And worked for a while and then decided she was going to dedicate herself to her three children. And then not only her husband, but her brother-in-law and father-in-law died. And they had the opportunity to sell Motherflow or keep it. And the family decided to keep it. And Leslie has been running it and is chairman of the board and is an incredible member of our community. She is also chair of the hospital board and sits on various organizational boards. And she's just an incredible woman and was a member of the Chamber's board for a number of years.
Yeah.
So it was very exciting. It's kind of like one of our own ones.
Indeed. And, of course, the Athena Award is not only with the West Coast Chamber, but also the chambers up in the Tri-Cities, the Muskegon Chamber involved as well, really to highlight the efforts of the professional women.
Correct. And women or men, because a man could win Athena. But it's someone who has helped to bring other women along, mentoring them, giving them opportunities. So it was a great, great honor. And one of the things I wanted to talk about, which kind of just flows into it, is another great honor that the Chamber gives out, is our Small Business Person of the Year. And as you know, we have had... Every year we have a winner, and we probably have the best track record in the state for those who not only win, you know, the local area, but go on to win the state. And Doug Heckman from Quincy Street last year won for the state and got to go to the White House. And we all remember Chuck Reed, who even got to go into the Oval Office. And this year, next Tuesday at the Early Bird Breakfast, we are going to announce our 2013 winner. And I have a feeling people are going to be very surprised.
And we'll...
That's the only hint I'm giving you.
Now, of course, that'll be next...
We have a wonderful story to tell, and I encourage everybody to come and find out who the winner is.
That'll be on Tuesday morning, 7:30, the breakfast over at the Hayworth Inn in downtown Holland. And for more information on that, you can get a hold of the Chamber. Cindy, what other events are going on in the next week or so involving the Chamber?
Well, you know, we always are busy. We do have what is called Connect for Lunch, and it's kind of like organized dating. What we do is an outside firm gets people sign up, Chamber members, and they get to have lunch with three other Chamber members, which means that before you go, you get a bio on these people. So when you meet for lunch and they meet at a Chamber, you know, member restaurant, you can network and, you know, learn about other people. It's a great way to just kind of get out there and learn about other companies, other people, get your name out there. So that's always, and that is done. You sign up whether you want to do it once a month or twice a month. So that's always great. And then next Thursday, the 10th, we are going to be talking about internships, and we're doing this in conjunction with Davenport and the other area colleges and universities. And it's talking about how, as a business, can you set up an internship which is a win-win. It's a win for the students, the college kids, because they get work experience. It's a win for the company because you get extra help. You also it might lead to long-term employment. And it's a way of keeping the talent here in Michigan.
It will be a lot of fun. So, again, Cindy, I will see you next Tuesday morning for what should be a very exciting early bird breakfast over at the Hayworth Inn. We'll know about the Small Business Person of the Year, and hopefully everything will work out well. You'll be talking to Brent next Wednesday morning.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. Cindy Pocock from the Michigan West Coast Chamber with the latest going on in the business world here on 1450 WHTC.